All right, good morning to you from Borgata on this Friday morning, leading you up to Joe and Hugh and Spike and Ike and the Bubon guy, Bubon, at 2 o'clock later today. I'll be on with those guys at 4:45. We got to determine how long the run will be.
That's muscles in radio right there.
Or 4:30. I said 4:45. 4:30, yeah. They also, James, want me to do – I got handed an assignment. They must think I'm a dirty dog. You know what assignment they gave me?
And Is it Mount Rushmore or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
and
one
I
did they give
I could use some
you?
Help from some people on Twitter because I have not prepared for this yet. I've been rather busy this week. I got to come up with the 480s ladies.
Oh, it's so up your alley, though. I mean,
well,
come on.
Well, 90s a little bit more. 80s ladies.
Well, Liz Shue, obviously.
I don't know about that.
So are you trying to do your personal list, or are you trying to represent
ladies.
The world?
The only one, look, I'm not going to,
so
I'll give you.
Madonna's a lock, right?
No, the only one that's a lock is Christie Brinkley. It's the only lock.
Oh, so it's not just like famous, I guess. You're just talking just
good
looking.
I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm trying to decide.
Well, I don't know.
Is it the lady of the 80s? Because Madonna is a bigger deal than Christie Brinkley.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what he means.
Hold on. Is this Joe DeCamera's fancy?
No. America's.
He fancied these ladies?
America's.
Or America fancied these ladies the most
America's.
In the 80s?
Yeah, I think it's more about the looks than like the Madonna stuff. I think. But I
don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know either. Okay.
You took it that way because you're a dirty dog. But
well, yeah.
Damn right I am.
Maybe you should round out the requirements.
All right, let's get Devin on the four hottest guys these days in the world.
Oh, my God.
Current boyfriend
is
not
Brad
allowed.
Is Pitt still one of the hottest
is
guys
Clooney
in the world?
Is Clooney too old?
Right? Yeah.
Where does Jay Wright come in on this?
Wow, you're only naming 6 year-olds.
Yeah, these are
literally
all
only 6 year olds. All the people named were over 60.
Over inundation.
Yeah,
is
no.
Chalamet in there?
He's a little young for so like I'm a millennial, so I think Chalamet would be in there.
He's
for
your age.
Gen
you said
Z.
That with pride.
Devin, he's the same age as you.
No way.
I
How
think
old
he's
is
like
he?
Early 30s. Yeah.
No way.
I
thought Timothy
wrong.
Chalamet was like 25 years old. That would be insane. But Gen Z loves Timothy Chalamet. He's not. I'd say for my age group,
he is 29, so almost 30.
Okay, wow.
So
okay, younger, but, yeah. But older than I.
Because 20, Devin, 20 years ago, it was like Brad Pitt. Boom. Number one.
Yeah.
So I think Brad Pitt might still be hot.
Yeah, but he is 60-something.
Yeah, he's kind of old.
He's up there.
He's like 61 or 62.
So, Devin, who's number one today?
Oh, gosh. Who's number one today?
Is that Jacob Elordi?
Yeah, Jacob Elordi probably. I'm having a brain freeze. I'm going to think of better answers once I start to think about
this
more.
How about Superman? Cornsweat.
Yeah, David Cornsweat, which is super weird, but also, like, I guess makes sense.
Was he your classmate?
No, he didn't go to Radnor.
Her friend, remember? Her friend is married to him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he and my friend did summer stage together. That's how they met.
That's unreal.
I mean, I feel like a lot of athletes are having a moment right now, maybe because of the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing. So, like, honestly, even... Well,
do you think Travis Kelce's super hot?
I personally don't, but I think he's like a name that would come up for, you know,
really?
Guys.
Wow.
That's
Ronaldo,
just by,
right?
That's
Isn't
just
he
by,
always
that's
at the
by
list?
Ronaldo.
No, not really Ronaldo. I don't know any girls that are like, oh, I love Ronaldo.
Ronaldo looks cheesy.
David Beckham is also old.
He's too old.
Yeah, he's old.
He's also old.
He's too old.
Paul Mezcal, that's another one. He's having a moment.
What about Tyrone Hill?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who that is.
They like the dinosaur look, I've heard.
What about Sam Cassell? Just asking.
What? Like the basketball
Are you attracted to what you imagine aliens look like, is the question.
I'm joking. All right, let's go to the phone. What about James Seltzer? He's got phones. Drop of the week coming up shortly. Gary in Vineland right now. Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
What's up, Gary?
Ever since... the John's big announcement. Do you get the LA sigh? Like, is Amy from Villanova like engaged? Huh?
She is not engaged. At least not to my knowledge. At least not to my knowledge. She's not.
Is she giving you the big sigh? Like, so John got engaged? Huh.
She has not.
Oh, she's awesome.
Shocked
you. Doesn't give you grief.
Total keeper. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
you gotta do the 400 because. If he's not going to prepare, he's not going to stretch, and then around turn three or four, he's going to blow a flame.
I think so, too. I think he could quit if you go 400, which is insane that we have arrived at this point, considering where we started, or at least where I started. Joe could win this whole thing if Jack quits, and I think he might quit on a 400.
Okay, look, I appreciate hearing it.
Yeah, I think that's your best bet.
What'd you make of the Eagles last night, Gary?
That Tanner McKee can sling it.
Yeah.
He was throwing in some tight windows. He was reading defenses. Was that Cincinnati's one defense in the beginning? Or
good question, John. What's the answer to that? I didn't notice.
I'm not certain. I think it was probably a mix. You know, they probably put some of the guys that they normally would start some of the guys. I'm not totally positive. The starters were on the offensive side. The defensive side, I think it was a little mix and match. But I'm not sure. It was a good team that took the field last night from Cincinnati, yeah, and we were better.
Gary, you know what I was also struck by? And it's a minor thing, but I noticed it. Sirianni did not exactly downplay how McKee played. Sometimes when the two plays well, a coach will kind of downplay it a little bit. But Sirianni – matter of fact, let me play this audio. Gary, hang on 1 second. James, number five, if you don't mind. Let's listen to Sirianni after the game talking about Tanner McKee.
Nick, how do you think Tanner played tonight?
Played pretty good.
Let's see, but, you know, a little bit more as far as what he did well.
He played good. No, he did a lot of good things. Went to the right place with the football, was accurate, ran, you know, had really good operation, him and Kevin, a lot of communication, and Scott. He did a really nice job.
His words weren't over the top at all, but his chuckle and then the other chuckle let you know.
Yeah. It's just very matter of fact that he is the real deal.
Yeah,
and they're all very aware.
He knows it. Yep.
I hope my son's swinging it like that this year.
Oh, yeah. That'd be the ultimate.
Yeah, man. Well, QB1.
Where?
Nice.
In South Jersey.
Good. Only thing I'd advise you, Gary, is – just call him the starting quarterback.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's dork talk.
That's not what the kids do these days.
I know. It's because of fantasy football, but it's dork talk. He's the starting quarterback. Like back in the day, when you're wearing that letter jacket. John, do they still have the letter jackets?
Yes.
Nah. Okay, well, you're the starting quarterback. I think you're hot. By the way, I'm QB1. No. No, you're trying to get with the prom queen. You don't say you're QB1. You say, I'm the freaking starting quarterback of the football team.
I don't know.
Get with me.
That.
That's what you say, right? Yeah.
Gary, give me an answer.
Did Sidney Brown get concussed?
He came out. He didn't go back in the game, but it's also a preseason game. So,
right.
Yeah, could have just been for precautionary.
All right, Gary, coming of age character, who do you have?
So I had one, and then in listening to everybody else, I am switching to the guy who got with Stifler's mom, Vince.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know.
It's a coming age of character. It's just not the best answer.
No, it's not the best answer. Devin, you had, because we didn't have this really on TV. You get some visuals of the stand, but not in a way that you don't have the blimp giving you a whole shot.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage would you say at maximum capacity was there last night?
Ooh, so it filled out more as the game went on, because apparently there was a ton of traffic that delayed a lot of people from getting in. Shocking, I know. I'd say 75%.
Okay.
At its fullest.
These are nice games to take kids to. I remember, I've heard before, like if you have like a 7 or an 8-year-old and you might not want to take them for a regular season game, because it can get... You know,
a bit much.
Intense.
A bit intense. But the crowd, at least in the lower bowl, was pretty locked in. I know people don't like the wave, but they got a wave going. Like it was loud in there for not being totally full.
John, did you want to play these preseason games?
Yeah, it was a break from camp. Remember back then, you're putting pads on every morning, and then you're practicing again in the afternoon with just helmets on. But it was two practices, and the second practice was 2 hours. The first practice was probably 2:45.
Boy, that's brutal.
And it was, it was hitting. And so when you had a chance to travel somewhere, that was amazing because you got to not hit people. You got to not practice for the entire duration of time that you were traveling. So I always looked forward to that. Now I guess it would probably be a little bit different. I think the guys probably look forward to it because they get a chance to go through the motions. It's a dress rehearsal for the season, and it is fun going out there and beating people.
So let's round out the both Twitter poll questions of the day, which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question as it relates to last night and what we've seen from Tanner McKee before and how you project him. Do you think he's going to be a future NFL starting quarterback, yes or no? John, what, and by starter, we don't mean he plays a game or two. You know, because the guy gets injured. Like, a team someday names him like, hey, this is our starting quarterback. John, how do you think people came in on this, yes or no?
Well, we do tend to jump the gun, and I'm going to say 80% say he's going to be a
86.
Starter.
86. 14% of people got to get their heads examined. This guy's pretty good. All right, so, I mean, I can't guarantee
really
I can't guarantee it, but I think he looks
fast in his brain.
You think about some of the garbage we've seen from teams like the Giants in recent years, what Washington had until they finally had a quarterback last year. Like, you know, there's always five or six or seven of those type of teams. I feel extremely confident he's better than those guys. Extremely. All right. Second poll question. What should the distance be for the run? Me and Fritz. 100 meter, 200 meter, 400 meter. John, what do you think, Juan? So first off, let's all – I'm not sure. I'm not even going to say what I think it should be. I'm candidly not sure. James, which do you think it should be and why?
I think it should be 200 meters. I don't think you're going to beat Jack in any sort of distance. I know 400 isn't that long, but I disagree with John. I don't think Jack's quitting. I think the longer it goes on, the more he will separate from you. I think 200 meters is long enough but short enough.
Okay, and you think that's entertaining for the audience?
I think it's entertaining for the audience, but I am saying I think it's the best thing for you to do, personally.
Okay. Okay. John, you think 400. Devin, what do you think it should be?
400, for sure.
Why?
I think it's a I don't want to say safe distance because it's not safe, but it takes away the, like, if it's 100 meters, that's too quick, and whoever, you know, just has the fastest twitch muscles will win that one, and it's not endurance. It's a good balance in between.
Okay.
It shows true athleticism. If that's truly what the competition's about, who's more athletic, who can
win. I mean,
win.
I think all three show athleticism.
Yeah, you mean of the distances?
Yeah, I mean, look, the 100 meters is what has always been termed the fastest man in the world.
Are you nervous to run 400?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
I think that's the best one.
John, which one do you think won?
I think because there's strategy, there absolutely is strategy that's involved in a 400, and because he has proven
it's not just like all-out sprint for
he won't prepare, I think you have the best chance.
Well, I got Coach Cockenberg to help me.
You've got – sorry. What's that?
Coach Cockenberg.
It's a wild name.
That's his name.
It's a wild name. It's just a wild name. Yep. Okay.
Coach Cockenberg.
I feel like
Coach
you're saying it really aggressively.
You ever say it short? You ever just
he's your sprinting specialist. Yeah. What's his nickname? What does he go by when you guys just talk shop?
Come on, man.
What do you guys?
He could be listening right now.
I'm just wondering when you guys talk shop and you don't feel like throwing Cockenberg
he's
out there.
He's a teacher at a school.
And you're just like, hey,
he's
Coach.
Heard it before.
Coach.
Yeah. How's it hanging?
If you go monosyllabic. Hey, Coach. Coach, what?
Come on now, man. This man's a legend. So have some respect. Coach Cockenberg. John, how do you think people voted? 100, 200, or 400?
I hope they voted 400. I think it's going to be split between the 400 and 200. 400 is going to win, though, with 50% of the vote.
400 wins with 62%.
Wow.
The 200 gets 22%, and the 100 gets 16%. All right, every single Friday, right around this time, we have some fun with the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski.
Of the week.
Did it fall?
All right, drop of the week. Compilation of oftentimes the more funny, sometimes poignant, sometimes ridiculous things that have happened on our show. And Seltzer does a great job compiling them. James, what are we looking at this week? Oh, let me tell you. Drop of the Week is brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers and what wonderful people they are and experts at what they do right there in South Jersey, Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, Seltzer, you say this is an above average week for drops. Tell us why.
Yeah, I think it's an above average week. We got tennis stuff we'll get into, but I think there are a lot of funny, weird things that happen on the show. A couple things that have never happened before. This has happened before. Ross Tucker has made a fool of himself before, and he did it again. The tennis match in FDR Park. Here's what happened.
I'm going to go with you, Joe. I'm going with you to win tennis.
Smart man.
Everybody was FKR Park.
Whoa. Was the president in the 1930s FKR?
What was that?
That's pretty funny.
I mean, this guy went to Princeton. He went to Princeton. FKR Park. Like, come on, dude.
It's almost
it's ridiculous.
Raunchy.
Yeah, it's a little weird. All right, now this has not happened on the show before. This is a story in three parts, as it were, because we went back to this guy multiple times. For the first time, we encountered someone truly asleep and snoring on our show. Here's Cornelius.
Let's go to Cornelius right now. Cornelius, you got a good name. Good morning. Cornelius, come on.
Is he joking or is this real?
Let's hear it. He's sleeping. Let's listen.
Sounds like there's a fly.
He's definitely sleeping.
No, he's sleeping. He's Everyone asleep. Be quiet for a second. Let's listen. He is sleeping.
Oh, yeah. He's out.
That's incredible. Just incredible.
So it keeps going. You give it about 45 minutes or so. Let's check in on Cornelius again.
Let's see if he has awakened. Cornelius, good morning, sir.
Hey, Corny.
Oh, my God.
All right, finally.
You almost heard him there.
Third attempt. I think you did. Third attempt. Here's Cornelius.
All right. Let's try Cornelius again. Let's see if he's awake. Cornelius, good morning.
I'm here.
Good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
That's great. That's really good, man. I heard Jody Mack say that years ago happened to him as a talk show host.
It happened to Angelo once. I don't remember when, but I remember them going back and having fun. It's such a funny thing.
It's a funny thing. Very rare.
Not funny is you, Joe, who you had one job. You have gone to Merrill's house prior to the start of the season many times now, and every time you take a bottle of champagne, the Eagles go to the Super Bowl. Every year we say, hey, Joe, take the bottle of champagne. I asked you if you did it. Here's what happened.
I mean, I think everyone knows. Did you bring the bottle of champagne? I mean, we know the history, you know?
I didn't even think to ask last night. Did you? Joe?
I did not.
What's wrong with you? Why?
There was a lot going on yesterday.
No!
Very busy.
This is nonsense.
It is unfortunate.
Unfortunate is a word. You know, disappointing, like you don't care about the Eagles or Eagles fans, but that's fine because, by the way, I love Devin going, when he said it was great.
Genuine shock.
But we're in luck because...
Let me just say this real quick, James. There are some that believe I wanted to keep my perfect record alive.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you. I've heard that theory.
It's a nonsensical theory, and honestly, it upsets me. Luckily, one member of this show decided to come through.
A hero.
Yeah, a hero.
Then I did sneak in a small nap. It was only about an hour and 15 minutes.
Is this supposed to be an excuse?
Yeah, it's just full
of excuses. You asked me for what happened. I'm telling you what happened. Hey, then I got to his house an hour late.
I took some champagne for him, so maybe that will help.
Look at that. John Retchin.
Well done, buddy. Seriously.
I'm so proud of you, John.
Me too. For
coming
real,
of age moment.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that kind of was.
Yeah, it is.
It kind of was a coming of age moment, and I am proud to announce that was not Alicia's idea.
No way!
Wow!
Good
I
job,
know,
dude.
It does seem like people
proud of you.
Think I'm being puppeted.
Maybe
there's some truth to that. Maybe there's some truth to that, but no.
Maybe
this time
just your
I was
Instagram
not.
Account
yeah, just
is
just
being
Instagram.
Popular. Maybe just Instagram. all right, let's keep it rolling. This I gotta be honest. Stunning audio coming to the show this week. Shout out to our guy Buzz Dan Wilson. Dug this up. We had not heard this. We had talked about the show or whatever, but the whole Jack Fritz, the Trey Turner, the ovation. Well, it turns out, Joe. You're first.
Here's the audio from apparently July of 2023 when we first unleashed the concept. But I also do think there is a human side of this where if tonight, if you go to the game, you get a chance to give Trey Turner a standing ovation, if he's in the lineup, to try to prop him up. I think this is the moment.
You could actually make a difference.
Like, I believe that.
We, as the fans, could actually impact the outcome of this season, of Trey's ability to be a good player.
Possibly.
This
look, in the end, Trey's going to, for the most part, determine what happens here. But do I think there's a little bit
we
of something?
Use a little lift.
Give him a hug. I mean, there it is.
There it is.
You know.
There it is.
We clearly believed that. We really thought it could impact the season.
I mean, there
and
it
Trey,
is. Yeah.
Look, things get unearthed sometimes. I think the people on YouTube right now are trying to figure out why Devin would just go. And I don't think we'll say.
Yeah, no. We'll discuss. Just always.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Always
either,
entertaining.
In this case.
Some hot rods. Borgata.
Some hot rods.
That was funny.
Sweeping
some speedsters.
By.
Yeah. YouTube's like, what are they motioning to each other about? We'll keep that between us just because that would be the appropriate thing to do. But, yes, James, it was a great job by Buzz coming up with that audio.
Yeah, it really was. I don't know.
Awesome.
I don't know when the documentary about you guys is getting made, but it should.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, make sure we keep track of that because clips like that mysteriously disappear from time to time.
Yeah,
let's make
Jack
sure
Fritz
we,
does have, you know, access to audio. I'm just
yes,
saying.
Yes, make sure we copy that and secure it and put it somewhere safe.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Devin got into the act earlier. Maybe the best nickname in the history of WIP, arguably, Mommy and Daddy for Spike and Ike. And, Joe, you got him on the record when Spike was on with us. This was good stuff.
So do you consider yourself Mommy or Daddy?
All I know is that me and Ike have been at every one of these events, and I look around in the morning show, and I don't see the same kind of support.
You ain't wrong.
Yeah. However, I'm obvious. Look, do you think Ike's going to be Mommy? Like, I'm obviously Mommy. Wow.
That was really well done. Yeah. Shout out to Spike. That was really funny. All right, this is something else that never happened on the show before. And I still, honestly, I could get Dave Scalish in here as our head engineer. He knows everything. I don't know that he could explain this. We went to our guy Neil in the Northeast, and somehow, through the magic of technology, this happened.
Let's go to Neil.
Jack.
Northeast Philadelphia. Neil, what's up, pal?
Whoa.
Hold on, let's try this again. Whoa.
Are we in outer space?
This is wild.
Are we floating?
Wow.
How did this happen before?
Oh, here we go. The Eagles kick the Chiefs' ass.
Can anyone beatbox?
I wish. I think beatboxing is so cool.
Jack Fritz has no tennis game.
Do this all day.
Hey, no, for real. How did this happen?
I don't know. It's never happened before. I still don't know how it happened. We did go on for like two more minutes just yelling into the abyss.
I'm so glad you included that in Drop of the Week, James. I forgot about that. Just the awe in all of us. Yeah. Like, we all immediately became children.
You're about to start crying.
I know.
Matter of fact, I think she is. Devin Kaney.
Especially Richie's just like, are we in outer space?
So good.
I thought of Luke Skywalker time. Remember when?
I know, totally.
Yeah. I thought about being like at a huge like canyon and just yelling in the echo. It's just, I can't explain it. Like, I feel like you try and make that effect happen and you can't do it that well.
So fun.
Very
amazing.
Cool. All right,
let's find out if Neil's okay, by the way.
Neil, he's okay. He's good. Yeah, no, it's good. He's
at the bottom of a crevasse somewhere.
Thanks for the entertainment, Neil.
Exactly. Neil, you rule. All right, let's get to the tennis portions. We've got a few cuts from tennis. One cut prior to tennis happening, because when Merrill Reese throws out the American twist, I got to play it.
I think Joe's going to win this thing. Now,
you do.
Wow, there it is.
Well, why?
First of all, Joe, hit your hard serve down the middle at about 80 miles an hour if you can. And then, go to your second serve. If you are serving to the deuce court, I would lean back and hit an American twist that kind of hits and bounces over his shoulder.
What
if you can handle those kind of things, you'll
this?
Be fine.
Merrill, you're the man. That was awesome, Merrill.
That's great. Man.
So good.
That's great.
All right, let's get to the tennis itself. And we've had a lot of good stuff. If I had to guess, I would guess this is probably the winner of Drop of the Week. We'll find out. But in the heat of the battle, the hammer, the competitor, decided to curse out the refs.
Papa was out. Guys, I love you because I want to be on your side. I'm
begging the people that are calling the things to scream out if it's out. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
I was so mad.
And
I was
you led
so
the
mad.
Eagles chant right after. He walks up and he goes, scream like this.
I was so mad. So, Devin, who was the maddest between me, James, and Spike? Because all three of us were irate.
At the, yes. the officials?
Yeah. Did you notice James and Spike? Because I did.
So they, I feel like James and Spike, at least from where I was standing, were like quietly fuming.
Oh, I yelled at one point.
No,
I yelled.
Times.
Yeah,
at
I
times.
Yelled
well,
out loud.
Okay, I'll say Spike. At the officials, probably Spike, but then, Joe, like, you take the cake. You went over and stole the mic and cursed them out.
Yeah.
But Ike was definitely the most vocally mad, not at the officials, really, but at just everything. Like, at both you and Jack, he was very vocal.
What's he mad at me for?
He was mostly mad at Jack. He was mad at the calls. He was yelling BS, and
he
was like a mom watching their kid play soccer, you know, like he was into it.
He attached his wagon to an oaf. That's his fault.
Yeah, well,
I think he was disappointed in Jack's.
Oh, there's no question.
Effort.
What is going to be their approach? Because I feel like on one hand they don't want to like
George beat him
Patton
up too
him.
Much.
Yeah, they but don't want to deflate him.
But they also got
to. Yeah, they need to tell him
what's
going on here. Yeah, like, dude, get yourself together or you're going to lose this thing.
I know.
So, yeah, that's their dilemma. I think they've been way too soft
and
kind with them
throughout,
and that's part of the problem that they're in now.
I agree with that.
Now what do? You ramp up the tough coaching and risk losing him completely? I don't know. That's the thing. This is so fascinating because Jack really might lose.
Well, it feels like you're dealing with Ben Simmons.
Yeah,
I heard them talking to him about making sure he practices and prepares for basketball a lot more than
he's just
did
like yeah okay
tennis.
Sure okay I'll yeah. do it yeah sure right. no I'll do it that's what I mean
he's listen all jokes aside from us he's a jokey guy. I love Jack. He's a great person. I don't think he has the competitive gene to the same extent obviously as I have.
Like, get the seriousness part of competing,
right? You can still joke about stuff, but dig freaking down,
compete your ass off, and try everything you can to win this.
They
because
should
you're
play...
about to lose, man.
Oh, he could. They should play the AJ Brown audio frame. I mean, I thought that was a really interesting answer from AJ on the mindset of an athlete, like the need to dig down. And anyway, all right. Let's do a couple more.
I'll do some live editing. I'm just going to do two more. One, you gave a message to Jack Fritz. This was the message.
These are my eight words. Jack, do you want to bend the knee?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Wow.
We went there.
Do we know if he responded yesterday?
I texted him and told him the time and the audio that there was a message, but I don't know past that.
Oh, he ignored it. Yeah.
He kind of already did bend the knee.
He did. We bent
in
both.
Golf.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Then last one, Joe, you said it a little bit earlier, but you said yesterday one of your new goals in this competition.
I really love Jack, and I want everyone to buy Jack's book, but I want to put some hair on his chest.
That's a serious challenge.
I know. It's true. I got to add that to my five goals have now become six goals.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I mean, I can't prove that I put hair on his chest, but should I put that as an official goal?
Why
James,
not?
Or not?
I think it's funny.
All right, I'll make that number four.
Do people like that anymore? Because when I was growing up, I spent a lot of time over at my neighbor's.
A nice
house.
Pelt.
The literal
Are you talking
hair.
About a real pelt on
that,
there?
Yeah, the chest hair. Yeah,
it's
I was told by my nana that real men were like Burt Reynolds.
Well, it's like Austin Powers, right? You know?
Yeah. Lots of chest hair.
I think it could be coming back a little bit.
With the mustache.
Like Tom Selleck.
Yeah, like not the way it was in the, 70s?
Well, that's the thing. My nana used to say, Burt Reynolds, Johnny, that's a man.
Well, he was.
Yeah,
he was. Bert, he was like Bert the best
Reynolds
movie star
was,
in
had
the world.
Mustache, the single biggest star in the 1970s.
Yeah, he was.
He had a very thick mustache.
No, number
and
one.
I think there was a period in the 70s where he was the single biggest star. If you take the
me,
whole
you
70s.
You tell me who you think was bigger.
You know he played quarterback at Florida State.
Yeah.
I think James, Marlon Brando was probably still a bigger star in the 70s. He was getting older, so
Bert
maybe not.
Reynolds
he was too weird.
Was
Marlon
all that.
Brando was too weird.
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, no, Burt was definitely for a period in the 70s. I'd have to think about it. But Burt Reynolds, it might be Burt.
I still got to come up with my freaking
Bert
80s
is a
lady.
You know, he's an
name.
Underrated 70s star. Roy Scheider doesn't get the credit he does. He was in a lot of stuff, Roy Scheider.
Mm. Well, Jaws, obviously.
You can stay on that island. I got
no,
this.
I'm not saying
Burt
over Burt Reynolds. Reynolds. I'm
Me,
not
John
saying over Burt Reynolds.
Yeah,
relax.
You got your Roy Scheider.
I mean, Paul Newman and Robert Redford were probably still above him.
Yeah, Paul Newman's cool.
That's true.
He's not Burt Reynolds.
All right, and so drop of the week winner is what?
Oh, it's you cursing out the refs, I think. Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah. I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I mean, I berated the referee.
Yeah, like in the middle of the competition, you just run and yank the mic out of Al's hands and like curse at the people helping us out, volunteering their time. Yeah.
Don't give me the volunteering their time. They freaking bungled the whole thing
up. They were horrible. Yes.
They were. I mean, they could be listening
they
right
were,
now.
I don't care. They were about as bad at their jobs as anyone I've been around in recent times. So.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree. All right. More calls up ahead on what's been a fun show here from Borgata today. Matter of fact, let's get one more here right now. Let's talk to Neil in Northeast Philly. Neil, was that you with the echo?
Yeah, buddy.
That's you?
Well, actually, I don't know. I have a landline, but actually, I think you hung up on me before, so I'm not sure what the effects are or so. But you know,
it was awesome, Neil. Thank you.
I mean, we know we didn't hang up on
has
you.
That,
you,
has,
you might have thought
yeah,
you disconnected from us.
Yeah, I might have pushed the wrong button and hung up myself. So,
Neil,
you know,
have you ever noticed
anyway,
that effect?
Anyway, you know,
have you ever noticed that effect on other calls that you've made? Like, does it sound like you're in outer space floating freely?
Not really. Maybe in my dreams, but you know, not.
All right.
You
wow.
Know,
so that's the one time we were graced with that one time
Wild.
Of joy.
All right, Neil. What do you make of the Eagles last night? There's a lot of interesting
first
stuff.
First, I want to shout out to Devin. You know, Devin and Ruben tomorrow, 8 a.m. on Saturday to the show, and also
that's right, Neil. Thank
Jack
you.
And Elliot and Goldbirds Radio. And I wanted to shout out to the Hammer for winning the tennis competition.
That's how
you
do, Neil. That's how you do. By the way, Neil, do you think Devin's going to complain tomorrow morning on the show about how she's tired, or is that just
probably?
Is that just
probably 8 a.m. is early? Okay.
Yeah, I know. All right, Neil, I'm playing around, buddy. Neil, what'd you make of the birds? And thank you for the kind words.
Actually, I think Will, you know, with his 6'7" frame, Wilson, you know, like, you know, actually catching the ball, you know, I think he's in the competition for receivers.
Well, he is. I think it's going to come down to special teams.
I think Wilson is on this team.
I think Aeneas Smith is on the team.
Johnny Wilson. Yeah, well, Smith did. Yeah. Smith,
I think
Smith just
above.
Made it so that we feel comfortable not putting Cooper DeJean back there, returning punts to some degree. Like, I love that part. But Johnny Wilson was on this team last year, not because he could catch, because he didn't catch.
Yeah.
He blocked the hell out of people, and he still does that, and then some. He's a big part of why the run game works so well. And now you add the receiving ability. I'm excited to see the red zone possibilities with this guy. I think he's on this team.
Okay. And yeah, we'll find out in about 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
But, Neil, all those backup receivers looked good last night. I mean, that was that was a strong showing.
Darius Cooper.
And McKee,
I hope
I think
he's on
is
the team.
Like in the top 20 quarterbacks. You know, Tanner really looks impressive. And if he's been a – you know, like helping with, you know, like the play calls with Jalen, all the better, you know, so.
New York Jets have actually called Howie 37 times this morning, just so you know. I can report that, Neil. Yeah, 37.
Yeah. I wanted to ask Devin.
It was kind
Devin,
of a joke.
Devin,
you know,
a
it wasn't much
question.
Of a laugh there, but that's okay.
Yeah. I wanted to ask Devin, you know, like about Wheeler, you know, with the arm soreness, that number one, and now picking Sunday, if that's a concern. And then, two, Ryan Howard, you know, he said that, I think, on alumni weekend, that he would like to see Schwarber break his record, you know, 58 home runs.
Yeah.
He commented on that, Devin.
I mean, I hope Schwarber can break Ryan Howard's record. He's kind of close. Ryan Howard hit 14 home runs in the month of August, the year he had 58, though. So Schwarber's got to keep it up, but he's certainly on track for it. And Wheeler's a little concerning. I mean, I think the starting rotation in general has been kind of shaky lately, so hopefully they can figure it out.
Well, and anytime you have shoulder surgery with someone that age, I mean, shoulder
well, his
soreness.
Age, yes.
Yeah, it's super concerning. Yeah.
All right, Neil, give me an answer. Coming of age
well,
character.
I got an
who?
Answer, but you could put me out of the competition because I'm not a late cleaner, but my answer is Tom Sawyer. But you could put me out.
Oh, my God. That's a winning answer.
Tom Sawyer.
Doesn't want to win, but that's a winning answer right
there.
Fair
enough. All right. Speaking of the weekend, let's get to the Guided Door and Window window to the weekend. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA. You can also visit goguida.com. So the weekend to me, I think, is clearly, from a Philadelphia sports standpoint, by far the most important thing. It's not a game. It's not a practice. It's Zach Wheeler. So, James, let's just start with this. Do you think he will make his start on Sunday or not?
I don't feel strongly in what I'm going to say, but if I had to bet, I would bet that he does not make his start on Sunday.
That's my instincts as well. I mean, again, it's just a total guess. But I would guess no. But seriously, guys, like, we can talk about, do the Phillies win tonight? I mean, hopefully. You know, we can talk about how does it look like when the new corner gets out there and hits the practice field. All right, you know, we'll hear. We'll see.
Jimmy, what does
but
this mean?
Wheeler is
mean?
The story of the weekend. What is going on?
What do you think this could be, the soreness in there?
Well, I mean, it could be a lot of things. I'm not overly concerned. The fact that the imaging was clean, they said, and that, you know, they feel good about him makes me feel good. I wouldn't be opposed to Wheeler getting some time off to begin with. You know, if he's not super hurt, if he can take 3 weeks off like they did in 2022, we've talked about that, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
But it's just like shoulders and pitchers. It's a scary thing, man. Like, anytime you hear it, it's scary.
On a Friday morning from Borgata. No time's yours today. Joe DeCamera, John Richie, Seltzer, and Devin Ray off today. Should be back next week. Time's yours when we do it. Brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. All right, we only have a few minutes left, so let's go to Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning, buddy.
What up, Joe? Hey, Joe, listen, real quick. I ain't got much time. Listen, you can't take credit for the standing ovation. You just can't, man. I know you're kicking jackass right now, but you can't take credit for that, man. You know, it's kind of
credit for the idea, and I do.
Yeah, it's like,
I have always said big props to him for picking up the baton and doing great work with it to, you know, take it further. But the reality is the idea came from me, and that was long disputed. And
But listen, it's like Dolly Parton, right, and Whitney Houston. I Will Always Love You became a hit. Dolly Parton wrote it. She sung it first. But Whitney took that thing to new heights. Okay?
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
That's just what it is. That's what you are. You're Dolly Parton. And Jack is Whitney Houston right now. But I'm very disappointed in Jack. I just want to let you know that. And I called to give you your credit. You know, you're really doing your thing.
Thank you.
Jack, you know, it's just the nonchalant attitude. Everything I'm saying to you, I said to him. The nonchalant attitude is what bothered me the most. You know, this competition, you shouldn't have took it if you was going to have that type of attitude. So here's the thing, okay? You're still losing five, all right? You're still losing five, but you made it a competition. And I'm happy for you for that.
Thank
you. Give you credit for that.
What makes you think he's going to lose, though, after you just said that about Jack? Like, what gives you confidence that Jack's not going to be nonchalant the rest of the way?
Yeah, Chuck, put it another way. Let's say he wins running. Why do you think he wins basketball?
It's nothing physically the reason why I think he's just me being loyal. You know what I mean? I'm a loyal guy. So
I get that.
You know what I mean? I got to stick with the guy. Yeah, I'm going to stick through him. You know, I think he's going to close it out, you know.
He doesn't think he's going to close it out. The point is, he thinks Joe's going to win, but he's sticking with Jack.
And Chuck, let me just say this. This is where you and me are very different. That guy Smith, that was the captain of the Titanic, remember that guy, Captain Smith? That thing was going down, if I'm him, I abdicate that thing where you got to be the last person off the ship.
Dude, you're throwing women and children out of the way on the way to the boats. Like, let's be honest.
Babies into the water. Captain Smith's finding a spot on a boat. All right? I'm going to find a dinghy, and I'm going to row to safety. All right?
Yeah.
So just know that's where you and me just different. That's okay. That's all right.
So you're not more like Rose. You're not jumping back on the boat.
All right, Chuck. We got to right now get – I need an answer from you. Coming of age character.
I got a guy. I think I got one. Nicky Santoro from Casino. I think Joe.
Yeah, a little old. All right, Chuck. Good call. Otherwise, returning too quickly. Nate, give me a coming of age character.
So, I think this will resonate with you guys, given your ages. But I think the best coming of age protagonist would be Kevin Arnold from The Wonder Years.
It's a great answer.
Very interesting.
I went to school with him.
Very interesting. All right, JJ in Delaware. JJ, you got to beat that and others. What do you got?
Hey, it made me think when you guys, when you thought you were in outer space and it was the opposite of coming to age, you guys actually reverted back to being young kids.
Like, you're right.
Like true. Staying in the fan, the box fan. In the window,
all right, JJ, right? I need an answer super great quick. Point. Give me an answer, bud. I'm sorry to cut
Macaulay
you.
Macaulay Culkin when he did the aftershave.
Okay, yeah, I don't think
not
so.
A coming of age story now.
So I think Kevin Arnold just won.
I think Kevin Arnold's a winner, dude.
You know, Fred Savage. I went to school with Fred Savage.
I do know that. So, Bronx Tale Kid or Kevin Arnold?
So those are my top. I thought Colangelo was going to win, and I think it's Kevin Arnold.
I did too. All right, Nate. Boy, at the buzzer, man. Like Chris Jenkins with that ball through the air. What a great photograph that was. When the clock hit zero, ball still sailing through the air. Ball goes in. Villanova wins the championship. And what did Jay Wright say?
Bang.
That's all. Just
bang!
Well, that's right.
Coldest celebration ever.
It really was. It was amazing. All right, congrats, buddy, for the win with the Kevin Arnold at the buzzer. Everyone, have a great weekend. Have a great, great time. Me and Jack, the competition rolls on. 4:30 today, I'll be on with Spike, Ike, and Jack to finalize the length of the race. So check that out if you can. And have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on 94 WIP.